In the presentations, we learn that there are over 12,000 mutual funds. So where do you start? Well, we narrowed it down to a single mutual fund. And we chose this mutual fund for various reasons, one of which is that it's one of the nation's oldest mutual funds. It's been around in one form or another since the 1920s, but the company that now runs it picked it up at the beginning of 1934. Actually, it was December 31st, 1933, but they start with January 1st, 1934. So 89 years of returns. Is that long-term enough for you? Now, yeah, I know most of us don't have an 89-year time frame, and that's why you'll see the coming up, you'll see these guys right here where we do $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years. But I just think it's really cool to go back that far in time and see what a prudent, long-term oriented investment in stocks through a stock mutual fund, domestic, mostly in United States companies. And then there's a few odds and ends to discuss about this mutual fund that are in the presentation and in Canvas and on the website here. So let's close this puppy right here and get to the illustration. Now, by now you feel or should be familiar with this thing. Be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Please use this, all this stuff that they've written, to go to sleep at night, because it will put you to sleep if you have insomnia. All right, so let's get started. The industry, for some unknown reason, I don't know why, talked to the Securities and Exchange Commission. They use $10,000, as if most of us have $10,000 lying around the house, right? But that's what they use. So we're going to go back to January 1st, 1934, and see that we're in the depths of the Great Depression. Not recession, but depression. And it bounced around 11,000, 21,000, 31, 19,000, 24. And then World War II? Oh my goodness. And then we come out of World War II, and the economy in the United States just explodes. Technology is the multiplier. Science and the modern world. And sure enough, by 1972, your $10,000 has become $1,231,000. Not bad. And what did you hear people say here? Ooh, 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 is it too late to get in? Yeah. The stock market from the 1950s and 1960s went in two directions, up and way up. People were still alive that remembered the Great Depression and still were saying, I'm not going to trust those stocks. I'm not going to trust those stocks. But they saw their neighbors getting rich. And they finally said, okay, I'm going to jump right in. Only to see your $1.2 million become $840,000. The market as a whole lost about 50%. These guys weren't down about 40%. They did a little bit better than that. And what did you hear people say here? Ooh, 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 is it too late to get out? Yeah. You see, you know, when the stock market has a sale, everybody runs away. When the stock market raises their prices, everybody runs in the store. It's crazy, but that's the psychology. Because if you just held on for 2 years, you're up more than where you were in 1972. And this is what investing in stocks is going to be like, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There are going to be times when you're going to go, ooh, what should I do? What should I do? Don't just do something. Stand there. Yeah, don't panic when the markets fall. Because if the whole thing crashes, folks, if there's no food at the grocery store, there's no gas at the gas station, the cell phones aren't working, the trash isn't being picked up, the schools, the hospitals, the banks, the fire departments, the police departments are all shuttered, you're not going to be worried about what's in your Roth IRA. You're not going to be worried about your mutual fund. You're going to be digging for beetle grubs and boiling bark for dinner. I hear moth soup is actually pretty good. Failure is not an option, dear students. I am firmly convinced that assuming we don't blow ourselves up, die in our own waste, severe meteorite, earthquake, tsunami, disco returning, we, in the next 20, 30, 40 years, are going to be much better off than we are now. I think so. We're going to do it, folks. We're going to cure climate change. We have to. We have no choice, or we're going to die, right? We're going to have driverless cars. We're going to cure cancer. We're going to have universal translators. It's exciting what's happening. More people as a percentage of the world's population than ever before are out of the global definition of poverty and into the global middle class, and they want the things that we take for granted, like toothpaste and clean food, clean water, and shelter. And I'm optimistic. What can I say? So here we are. The 1970s were a difficult time, as we said, for the markets and the economy as a whole, because of the baby boom generation coming of age and all needing shoes and refrigerators and jobs and all that stuff. So here we come, and we're coming out of the 1970s. And the 1980s and 1990s, we had globalization and new technologies, computers for everyone, microcomputers, and now telecommunications, these bricks that people are carrying around that are now our 24-hour companions, the cell phones, and the stock markets went up in two directions, up and way up, until finally in 2000, we had $47 million. Our $10,000 has become $47 million. And we said, ooh, 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 is it too late to get in? You know, technology changes, but people don't. And 2 years later, you had a little less than $39 million. Actually, again, this is one of those mutual funds that holds up better. And in the past, there's no guarantees for the future, when the market goes down. So that was a tough time, 2000 to 2002. The market lost about 50%. But we held on. We didn't run. We didn't hide. And in 2007, at the height of the real estate bubble, you had $70 million. Ooh, is it too late to get in to real estate? Yes, it's too late again. 1 year later, we had $46 million. Is it too late to get out? Yes, it's too late to get out. It took a few years. Look, folks, it took a few years, but we finally got back to where we were before the Great Recession. And then since then, the market's gone in two directions, up and way up until 2022. Look, $246 million in 2021. And at the end of 2022, $208. But since then, in the last 3 months, at the ending March 31st, we're up to 221. But the numbers are ridiculous, right? It's just ridiculous. $10,000, at almost 12%. Remember we said in stocks, if we get 8, 9, 10%, we're happy. These people have done almost 12. And as you see in the presentation, they are not the only one. I'm not saying run out and buy Investment Company of America. I'm just saying that this is what long-term, prudent investing in growth-oriented stocks and to income too. This is a growth and income domestic. It's mostly United States, and they invest for growth and dividends, income. And if you want to learn more all about that, go through the presentations and take Business 123 Introduction to Investments. Now, so let's take a look. It's incredible, isn't it? $10,000 becomes $22 million. Okay, let's take a look at the graph. And now because of the time frame, we get to really see that whoosh up in the air, the exponential curve. But the bumps along the way are serious bumps. And notice, because of the scale, the first 40 years, it barely looks like it's been bouncing around, although it was. Are you impressed? The news is good. Now, many of you are saying, or maybe you're thinking, I don't want to wait 89 years. And I said, don't worry, we'll show you what it does happens if you do 30 years of $100 a month, 40 years, and then if we increase that $10 a month, $100 to $10, $110 and $120. And you're going to see that even then, things are pretty darn good. If the world doesn't end. And if the world ends, oh well, the world ends and it doesn't matter anymore. That's why people always say, well, aren't you frightened? Aren't you frightened about stocks? I say, well, yeah, but if the stock market goes to zero, it means the economy has fallen into a pool of tears. And I don't know about you, but if you think that's going to happen, I don't think it's going to happen, but it might, you know, someday. We know the world ends. A billion years or so, it gets swallowed up by the sun or toasted by the sun. But if you really think it's going to happen anytime soon, forget gold, forget shotguns and canned goods. Get out of the Northern Hemisphere. Go down to Tierra del Fuego or Tasmania or one of those places. Far away from where the technology is that important to keep us alive. Learn to raise goats and grow sorghum and wheat and barley, and good luck. Okay, so now take a look at some of the presentations, comments, graphs, and the like that go along with this spreadsheet. And take a look at, this mutual fund, and then take a look at what happens over 30 years, 40 years, and the like. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. You are awesome. You are now the financial gurus for your friends and family. A very weighty responsibility.